Second date update.
There's a lot of confusing information out there about how to attract a mate online.
Why'd you say mate, bro? Yeah, that's weird.
That's what the video says. Uh-huh. How to catch your mate.
Is that what you're Googling? Is that why you're
Maybe that's why the information is so bad.
He printed out a how-to sheet from Yahoo. Yeah. Can't you tell? It's right in front of it.
It's so conflicting, though. Yeah. Be super clear with your intentions, but also be mysterious and coy.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
make sure to be super funny and playful, but don't be jokey, or they're going to think you're not serious.
What doesn't make sense, Jeff?
Show them who you really are, even if you run a puppy mill. Let them know.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Girls love puppies.
And one of our listeners says she got swept up in the confusion of how to maximize your dating profile.
Uh-oh.
But in the end, I guess it turned out to be a good thing for her?
Well, I don't know. She's on the phone with us, so.
Let's figure it out. Cynthia, welcome to the show. Tell us what happened.
Hi, guys. So good to be here.
Oh, well, that's good, Cynthia. Look at you. Trying extra hard again.
Yeah.
So what happened? How did you get swept up in the confusion of the online dating?
Well, Google is free, but it's a jungle.
Wait, you asked Google for advice instead of, like, your friends?
Yeah.
What should she ask?
Her friends.
Bing? Oh.
No, I feel like you should run your profile by your friends and see what they think, if it's showing you in the best light or not.
Oh, that's a good point.
Well, we get there eventually. So I'm looking up all these different ways on how I can get more matches with online dating. And some of the things I found were that if your profile picture has your hair out of your face, you're 27% more likely to get a match.
Yeah, unless you have an ugly face.
Oh,
I'm saying.
Sorry about her.
Is that what the problem is, Cynthia? Can you confirm that for Brooke over here?
I shaved my head and no one's matching.
Did no one else think that?
I didn't think that. I was thinking it was big on TikTok for all. They said guys like hair up. More than down gets attention.
So
27% more likely if you have your hair up out of your face.
Right. And
what else?
76% more likely if you have a teeth smile, if you smile with your teeth.
Okay.
That's assuming you have all your teeth in there, right, bro? You're not missing the teeth.
I smile with my gums. I got a little gummy smile.
That's only because your ratio.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Anything else?
This is one from my side that I also find to be pretty true. If you're alone in your pictures, no friends, no one else in the photo, you're 60% more likely to get a match.
More likely?
There's been times where I'm swiping and I'm like, what girl is the girl? Because every picture is her and her friend.
That's part of the fun, Jose. It's like, ooh, spin the wheel, roulette. Who am I going to get?
I think alone is fine. Just all group is weird.
Yeah.
Like, all group ones
every
away.
Single
so
one.
So wait, what'd you go with? Did you do some group, some solo? Did you do all
that's
one
what
you
way? Do.
Well, no, I did all just single photos of me, because I find that when I'm swiping for guys, if I have to guess who you are in the photo, I'm not going to. I'm just going to swipe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you take all that advice?
Yeah. So I tried it
and
I still got nothing after a week. Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing?
Oh, really?
I mean, you know, there were like weirdos, of course, and like guys that weren't very interested.
Yeah.
So what'd you change? What'd you do to change your luck?
Well, she couldn't change her face up, Brooke. Like,
it's
not very nice to tell her to get surgery before.
Yeah, what'd you do?
But,
new eyes?
I don't know. Can we like move off of that and maybe get to
Brooke.
How did you change your dating profile?
That's what I asked,
You asked, what did you change about yourself?
It was the way you said it,
yeah,
Brooke.
Yeah, we all knew. So what happened?
So I just ended up asking my friend what she thought of what I had uploaded.
Okay, good. Wait, Brooke, actually, that's exactly what you said.
What'd your friend say?
She said I looked like a velociraptor.
No!
Oh, you got roasted.
No. Were you baring your teeth or smiling?
She kept saying that I had such big teeth and that with my hair pulled back, like my forehead looked so big.
How dare she? Are you mad or are you like, I can see it?
I mean, I was humbled, for sure.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out who's meaner, your friend or Brooke.
I would never say that to my friend.
No, not to their face, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Okay, so she gave you a few tips to change stuff?
That was kind of all she said. I guess her tough love pushed me to kind of just go back to the drawing board and just go back to what I was already doing.
Okay.
Her advice is, like, just start looking for a dinosaur.
Are we ever going to get a date here? Or are we, like, what happened?
Well, so I ended up just posting what I felt was right for me.
Good.
I ended up getting a date with this guy, Aaron.
Okay.
Hey, oh, cool. Congrats.
Yeah, we ended up texting. We went out for like pizza and wine and stuff. Fun. And it's funny because I told him about, you know, my experience with trying to update my profile. And that was kind of the topic of conversation for most of the night. We laughed about it and ended up taking pictures of each other, you know, in dinosaur poses. It was
Oh, my God.
I love it. See, good sense of humor, embrace it, and now you bonded.
Although everybody else in the pizza parlor was like, what the heck is going on with that?
They're in their own world.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Your pet names for each other are already Raptor. A little Raptor.
Yes.
Okay. So what's happened since then?
I haven't been able to hang out with him in like a month. That was like a month ago.
Dang. Oh, a month?
And it sounds like you've been texting. It just hasn't lined up.
Yeah, like your schedules haven't lined up. You haven't been able to find a good time. And I don't know. I'm getting a little discouraged. Yeah. I felt like, you know, we lost a bit of momentum. And I was just wondering if you guys could give me some advice or help me out a little bit with
it. Gosh.
Yeah. Well, Brooke's going to tell you to change the way your voice sounds. No. So maybe you don't want to ask us for advice.
I wasn't talking about her, okay? You sound amazing. You sound fun. You sound funny and self-deprecating.
I know, but what about her, Brooke? I know me, but what about her? You know what? We're just going to call this guy Aaron for you when we come back and do your second date update right after this. Hold on.
Second date update.
On the phone with us today.
You are not playing this song.
Oh my God.
Is a woman who just updated her dino dating profile.
No.
Majestic Cynthiasaurus Rex.
Worst dinosaur she could have been compared to.
That's true.
Okay.
We're going to call her C-Rex for short.
No.
Or maybe just Cynthia, which is her normal name,
that.
Her human name. But the reason why we're poking fun about it is because she found an article online with all these tips about what types of pictures you should take if you want to get better matches on dating sites. Mm. And she found some ideas where you're supposed to pull your hair back, show more teeth, that's supposed to get more guys to swipe on you. But after a week online with no matches, her friend told her the truth. The reason no guys are biting is because you look like a velociraptor.
Yeah, looks like you bite.
But listen, the most ferocious of the dinosaurs.
Yes.
Oh, and with a very muscular build.
Compliment.
I don't know if that made it any better. And doesn't look like that normally. It's just with the new hair back do and the teeth bearing poses, it came across dino-like.
Yeah, but she finally realized she just needed to be herself.
That was
the good part.
But it ended up being the topic of conversation on her date with a guy named Aaron. They had a great time together. Problem is, that was a month ago, and now she needs our help to get things jump-started once again. Mm. Brooke, I'm afraid to even go to you.
Why?
Because every time you say something, it comes out offensive. But what do you want to say to
you
Cretaceous Cynthia over here?
No, I think it's good, Cynthia, that you and him have been talking. You've been trying to get something nailed down. I know it feels like maybe what is it called? Momentum.
Has
dulled a little bit.
That's exactly what she said at the end of last thing. You're just repeating her.
Listen, I just don't want you to come off as too needy.
Oh, okay.
You know, like,
this is
your
voice.
Only option because it's not, right?
Yeah, you're wanted.
Well, it might be our only option. We actually
No, but we don't want to skew that.
Cynthia, can you dial down the desperate needy vibes that you're giving towards Brooke right now?
Oh my gosh. No problem. I don't mean to come off super needy.
I don't think you are.
Not.
I just
we're messing.
You know, don't bring up again the fact that you weren't getting a lot of matches.
Because that's what a needy person would do.
Just don't be thirsty.
You want to make it sound like this last month has been so packed and oh my God, I totally forgot to call you.
I'm
gonna have a radio station do it.
Squeeze you in, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
I texted you 20 times by accident.
I mean maybe even if he says yes to a date, maybe you tell him that you're maybe available.
She doesn't know how to play.
It's been so long since Brooke has gone on a real first date.
It actually was the time of the dinosaurs. Okay. The last time I went on a first date.
Brooke's like, tell him you hate him.
I don't know. That would turn you on, Jose.
We're going to cut the advice segment of this short and just call Aaron for you. How does that sound, C-Rex?
Come on.
Here we go.
You should have let Alexis do the
I'm just kidding. Here we go. Let's call him.
Hello, thanks for calling. This is Aaron.
Oh. Did you run a business?
Aaron, what a formal way to answer.
Don't have to ask who it is.
Yeah. I was not expecting that. We're a radio show.
And you're welcome for calling.
Yeah, thanks for answering.
A radio show.
Yeah, we're called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. And we're doing a segment right now, hoping that you'll be a part of it. Whoops, too late. You're already a part of it. So
yeah,
buckle up.
Buckle up.
What is this about?
Perfect. This is about your dating life, actually. About a month ago, you went out with one of our listeners named Cynthia.
Cynthia.
You guys went to like pizza and beer, I think.
Wine,
pizza and wine.
Alcohol.
That's right. Yeah.
I remember Cynthia. Oh, yeah. We had a good time. That was a good date. Yeah.
Oh, that's so great to hear. That's a good reaction.
That is kind of nice to hear because we're all confused and we're trying to help her figure out if there's a reason why you're not getting back to her and wanting to see her again, if that's even true.
Yeah, well.
Because she's super busy right now.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff.
That's right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, trying to pencil you in somewhere.
Oh, she's busy? That's, that's probably good. Actually, I'm kind of busy too. I'm really busy.
Yeah, what are you so busy with?
Well, other dates, as it turns out.
Oh. That was blunt.
Okay.
I mean, expect that
that's
answer.
Fine.
You guys aren't serious.
Yeah, good for you, man.
Other like second date, third dates, or just all first dates?
Well, a heck of a lot of first dates, really.
Really?
A couple of second dates. Yeah, it's all really new for me, I have to say. And
what is?
All the attention that I'm getting online from my profile.
It happened all of a sudden?
Yeah, I don't know how much she told you about the date, but we were joking around. We just ended up taking these funny pictures.
Oh, yeah. All she mentioned that. Like dinosaurs.
Yeah. We're having a great time.
Because that was like what she tried on her dating profile before and like was laughing about it.
Well, yeah. And that's what we were doing in the photos. And they turned out pretty funny. And just kind of as a goof after the date, I put one of the photos of me up on my profile and
you acting like a dinosaur.
Yeah, and it was a hit.
What
I struck gold. Go figure. I started getting all these hits that like I've never gotten before.
Wow.
I'm getting all this attention.
Well, you're in some dinosaur algorithm.
I need to see the photo.
It's the fact that he's with somebody. That's a proven fact.
What? They were taking pictures of each other.
Was it just you or was it both of you?
It was just me, but it was all the tips and tricks and everything that she was talking about. I pulled my hair back, I showed my teeth and my smile. And
wait, so those things work for guys, but not for girls?
Or maybe just when you do them right.
Is it just face shape?
I don't know what it was. I put one photo up and I get all this attention.
Oh my God.
This is really crazy, but you know who would be really interested to learn this information?
Yeah.
Is actually Cynthia herself. Who just happens to be on the other line right now.
Hey.
Yeah, she already heard it.
Yeah, she's hearing this.
She's not listening, is she?
Yeah,
she's listening and she wants to talk to you right now, Aaron.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah. Cynthia?
Aaron, I am shocked.
Oh.
I basically put you on.
Yeah, you did. You wingmanned him.
God.
Yeah, you deserve most of the credit. You took the picture.
Oh, hey.
That's a good point. You're a really good photographer, Cynthia.
Kind of did him a favor.
Thanking her for getting you dates, bro? That's a little accidentally petty, almost.
Well, okay, Cynthia, remember we talked, like, dating has been really hard for me. I'm just not used to getting attention. Well, now I am. I'm just going with it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, this has got to be a little bit overwhelming to hear all this. Cynthia, how you feeling right now?
Honestly, I'm a little hurt. I'm kind of shocked.
Yeah.
Like, those pictures were just like joke pictures. I thought like it was kind of going to be like an inside joke between us.
Yeah.
And now other girls like them, I guess. And now you're going to see all of them instead of me when I've been, we've been in contact.
No, I don't want to see them instead of you. I want to see you too. I just got to wait to get an opening.
But Cynthia, you're really packed too, right?
Oh, yeah,
right.
Brooke.
I have to see if I can fit you into my schedule as well.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's right, Cynthia.
You both just don't have time for each
other. You know, she's not going to wait around all day, Aaron, for you to show up. This is the catch.
Well, I have to say, honestly, Cynthia she's a wonderful girl, and that wouldn't surprise me. I'm sure she gets a lot of attention.
Oh.
Well, look,
yeah.
If I set something up, let's say next weekend, is that something that is available for you?
She probably has to cancel on like 7 other guys just to make that happen for you, Aaron.
She has 7 dates that night.
Let me check my calendar.
Okay.
Which day?
Does next Saturday work?
Wait, this coming Saturday? Maybe, how about 5 weeks?
What?
Oh.
Five Saturdays from
Aaron,
now? That's your only free
try
opening?
Monday. Try Monday.
Oh,
no! Cancel with whoever Saturday chick is and put Cynthia in her place,
There's five
Aaron.
Saturday girls, bro.
Come on!
I mean, two such highly successful daters meeting right here on this show. I mean, that's a sign that you need to be saying yes, Aaron. We'd love to send you out with Cynthia one more time if you're up for it, and we'll pay for the date.
Yeah, I definitely want to go out with Cynthia again, but yeah, it's going to be a while.
All right,
but he's excited.
Okay, I mean, Cynthia, are you still cool with that? Can you wait a little?
A girl can only wait so long. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. Actually a good answer. Don't tell him yes or no.
We know it's yes. Yeah.
Cynthia, in the meantime, I'm really getting a lot of practice. So that could only work in your favor.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh. I do not want to know practice and what. Please don't tell us.
No. Tell me, I want to know.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Well, duck face is ancient history.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Scrunch face is out.
This is a good point, Jeff.
You must be DeLulu if you don't know the latest look for dating profiles. It's...
Dude, you learned that word and now you're not going to stop using it.
I know. It's funny because you're so blind.
The two Gen Zs in the room, Ashton and Alexis, are like, stop.
Yeah.
I'm saying you're dum-dum if you don't know.
No, here we go.
The look is the Jurassic pucker.
Yeah. Oh, more teeth, please. More teeth.
I can't believe that guy had so much success using the dinosaur pictures, and she had none.
Yeah, but you got to think, like, I bet he was starting with pictures that were terrible of him.
Yeah.
You get one female to take one picture of a guy, and instantly they just look 800 times better.
You are so right.
It is true.
My husband takes one picture of me, and I look like an old hat. My God.
But like Alexis said, maybe some people out there just know how to do it the right way.
Yeah.
This one's the naughty triceratops.
Mm. Jeffrey.
Not so
I'm doing
that.
All of them.
I don't know.
I don't know if those two are actually going to go out, but I'm glad that we learned something new today.
Sure.
And the good thing is we can always help you with your dating life if you really want that.
Yeah, we're not DeLulu.
No. Do the right thing. Email the show. We'll call that person who's not calling you back.